Airchecks.com.
Hi, this is Barbie Denton on 1050 WHN. I bet you're all wondering what a country singer is doing here playing disc jockey. Well, I came over here to meet the jocks at WHN and say hi to the manager and the all the guys that work the room back there, and they just decided that I was cheap. You know, it didn't cost them anything to put me on the air, so here I am. I have no idea what I'm doing, but this is a lot of fun. It's a new experience for me. I came to town to promote my new album, Barbie Benton, and I hope that you all do get a chance to hear it. Right now, we're going to play a song by Barbara Mandrell. It's called Standing Room Only. That's Barbara Mandrell, and this is Barbie Benton here on 1050 WHN. We have a little weather for you, gang. It's clear tonight with a low in the upper 20s, increasing cloudiness and mild tomorrow with a high in the mid-40s. A chance of showers tomorrow night with a low in the 30s. A chance of showers Wednesday morning and becoming partly cloudy Wednesday afternoon with a high in the 40s. Right now, it's 32 degrees and clear.
Cue the music
you want to hear.
Hi, this is Barbie Benton, and I'm going to play a song by a really great guy named Glenn Campbell. I'm really excited because he just rented my apartment. Of course, I'm not in it right now, but he is so nice. I talked to him on the phone, and he's a guy that you'd all like. So I'm going to play one of my favorite songs, Country Boy. By the way, that was Glenn Campbell on WHN. And I just realized that he is nominated for an award for the Best Entertainer of the Year. And I am going to be presenting an award at the Academy of Country Music Awards show, which will be airing March 1st on Channel 7. They even nominated me for an award. But moving on. We have a song here by a great lady that I worked with this summer at a fair. And she's very young, but you would never know it by looking at her. Her name is Tanya Tucker. And this is Spring. It's 7:30 right here on WHN with Barbie Benton. I would like to play a song right here by Bill Anderson and Mary Lou Turner. It's one of those great cheating songs, Sometimes. How many of you identify with that song? Well, you don't have to answer. Right now, we've got the Blue Ridge Rangers and a great Hank Williams song, Jambalaya. 7:36 on 1050 WHN with the Blue Ridge Rangers. This is Barbie Benton playing the music you want to hear. Astronauts dream of walking on Mars. Youngsters with muscular dystrophy would be happy just to walk right here on Earth. Support the fight against muscular dystrophy. Give generously to the Muscular Dystrophy Association. Hey, you know, the new trend in singing is for one well-known singer to back up another well-known singer on a song, and they don't necessarily expect to get credit. But this is a great song that two singers did together. Olivia Newton-John backed up John Denver. That's the best of both worlds. A little something for the girls, a little something for the guys. And they put together something called Fly Away. Gosh, that's a beautiful song. John Denver lives in one of my very favorite cities, Aspen, Colorado. But, of course, I was brought up as a skier. He's got a very unusual problem there because he has an image of being such a nice guy that everybody that goes to visit Aspen finds out where he lives, kind of like Maps to Stars homes in Los Angeles. And they drive up to his house and knock on the door as if, hey, John, how are you doing? You know, and that must really bug him a little bit. He does all right. He's a super nice guy. Do you remember I mentioned a little while ago that I was going to be on the Academy of Country Music Awards on March 1st? Marty Robbins is going to be hosting the show, so I thought I'd play one by him. This is Jolie Girl. It's 7:46 here on WHN. You're still listening to Barbie Benton for another 15 minutes. Everybody here has been talking about a new cheating song, pin all cheating songs, which I haven't heard yet. It's by Charlie Ross. So let's listen to it together. It's called Without Your Love, Mr. Jordan. My goodness, they're cheating on each other. That's a no-no. Patricia Hearst was on the witness stand in California today. Ian McLeod has the details.
Barbie, Patricia Hearst testified today that she was sexually assaulted by William Wolfe, a Symbionese Liberation Army member she once said she loved. And Ms. Hearst said Wolfe was only the first of several of her kidnappers who attacked her during captivity. We have more on her testimony now from correspondent Bettina Gregory. Clear tonight with a low in the upper 20s, increasing cloudiness tomorrow, a high about 45. It's now clear and 31 degrees at 7:51. A strong earthquake centered off the western Mexican coast was barely felt in Guadalajara, about 180 miles away. Seismologists say the quake registered 6 on the Richter scale. That's a strong earthquake, but they say there are no reports of any damage on land. Another strong quake had ravaged Guatemala before dawn today. There have now been more than 600 aftershocks since the devastating earthquake of last Wednesday. More now from American Entertainment Network correspondent Charles Murphy. Doctors in Guatemala, meanwhile, are appealing for serum to fight outbreaks of typhoid and other diseases that followed last week's earthquake. And the death count continues to rise. It's now listed officially at more than 16,000. U.S. Embassy officials in Guatemala say the disaster was the greatest of its kind in Central American history. Nearly 55,000 persons are reported to have been injured, and unofficial sources say the final death count could exceed 20,000. WHN News Time, 7:52. Co-op City rent strikers dispatched $3.25 million worth of checks and plastic garbage bags today. They thus thought to pay off utility and fuel bills and rehire laid-off employees of the nation's largest cooperative. They got rid of $2,600,000 of the bundle, but another $650,000 was turned down. Consolidated Edison Company, with court permission, tentatively accepted the bigger bag. That was nice of them. It's still being counted. And according to the strike committee chairman Charles Rosen, the utility will refrain from cutting off electric and gas service as the payment should settle accounts up to April 1st. However, the additional $650,000 the rent strikers tried to pay to the State Division of Housing and Community Renewal was rejected by that agency, which took over from the River Bay Corporation, the original owners of the 15,000 apartment Co-op City complex in the Bronx. A call from a union leader today for criminal charges against city officials. Joe Bragg has more. In sports, just one home team in action tonight. The Nets taking on the Denver Nuggets out at the Nassau Coliseum. That game getting underway in about 10 minutes. It's a makeup of a game that was postponed due to weather from last Monday. Our weather, clear tonight, a low in the upper 20s, increasing cloudiness and milder tomorrow with a high in the mid-40s. A chance of showers tomorrow night, a low in the 30s. Chance of showers Wednesday morning, becoming partly cloudy Wednesday afternoon with a high in the 40s. Right now, our humidity 49%, the barometer 30.17 inches and rising, now clear and 31 degrees at 7:56. Coverage from the American Entertainment Network, Ian McLeod, WHN News.
Do you believe that news? First a tidal wave in Hawaii, an earthquake in Guatemala, an earthquake in Mexico. Aren't you glad you live in New York? Coming back here with the music you like to hear from Linda Ronstadt on Tracks of My Tears. UHN 1050 New York. That was Linda Ronstadt. Do you, piece of trivia, do you remember who first sang that? I know we all prefer country music over rock, but answer, it was Smokey Robinson and the Miracles. Very exciting. Okay, moving right along. I'm going to have to be leaving all of you. I really miss you. I've enjoyed playing disc jockette for the last hour. I'm going to turn you over to another one, but I've really had a good time. And right now, they've asked me to play an oldie but goodie. I hope you recognize it. This is one that I recorded called Brass Buckles. See y'all later.
The WHN New York.
Well, how are you doing tonight? Jesse with you. Wasn't Barbie fine? We'll have to have her back next time she's in town. 802 at WHN. This is Cletus Maggard and the Citizens Band. No mean wheeze for you. We're WHN, your CB radio station. Have you got your CB guide yet? All you got to do to get it is send a stamped self-addressed envelope to CB Talk, Box 1050, FDR Station, New York, 10022. I'm Jesse. It's 8:07 with Freddie Fender. Wasted days, wasted nights. We'll have none of those around here. We're 1050 WHN with Jesse. Just be a friend. Often that's all a volunteer needs to do. Be a friend to a boy or girl who's never had one. Show them you care. Teach them your hobby or your craft, and just be a friend. For information on volunteer opportunities in your community, contact the New York State Division for Youth, 84 Holland Avenue, Albany. Just be a friend. We got all kinds of good things for you. We want you to stay close. jeans and steak and groceries and rent. Your chance is coming soon. Somebody hold me till she passes by. Narvel fell to WHN. It's clear outside tonight. Low in the upper 20s tomorrow. Increasing cloudiness and milder with a high in the mid-40s. I can hardly wait. 32 degrees right now. This is Waylon Jennings.
Long.
One of the outlaws, Waylon Jennings. And since you asked me to, it's 8:15 at WHN. You ready for some fine piano? This is Charlie Rich. Since I fell for you. Monday night with Jesse at WHN. You know what? I'm still thinking about you. This is Billy Crash Craddock. Honey, I just can't get you out of my mind. Still thinking about you. We're 1050 WHN, 821 with Jesse.
Let it be low and bright.
Imported by the Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. This is Willie Nelson.
You told me.
825 at WHN. Did you like that sunshine today streaming in your windows? Oh, it's so beautiful. Tonight it's clear, low in the upper 20s. Increasing cloudiness tomorrow and milder with a high in the mid-40s. Right now, it's 32 degrees at WHN. I'm Jesse. This is Dottie West. Hey, give me a little bit of that clean air and country sunshine. This is Poco on WHN. Poco, the title track from Picking Up the Pieces. Jim Messina from Loggins and Messina on guitar. 8:31 at WHN. I'm Jesse. This is Olivia Newton-John. She got a good question for you. Anybody around who can let it shine, well, come on and do it. We're 1050 WHN, helping you make it through the week. We got the good things. 8:33 with Jesse and Dave Dudley. 8:36 at WHN with Jesse. Why wait 10 weeks for your tax refund when you can have it in 4 or 5 weeks? Internal Revenue Services. Taxpayers who wait until April will have to wait even longer for their refund checks. So why not gather your records together now and get an early start on filing your return? It can make a difference, like 4 weeks compared to 10. Avoid the rush. Enjoy your refund check early. We heard from Diane Morgan of Toms River, New Jersey. Bought her $25 worth of steak. Your chance is coming soon. 8:40 at WHN with Jesse. It's beautiful outside right now. It's going to be clear, stargazing night with a low in the upper 20s. Tomorrow, clouds going to move in. It's going to be milder, though, a high all the way up into the mid-40s. Right now, it's 32 degrees. These are the Eagles on WHN. You got the best of my love. You get the best of my love. Well, I want to know who's getting the rest. 844 WHN with Jesse on a Monday night in New York. You got something you want to hear, call us up and let us know what it is. 212-688-1050. We want to know what you want to hear. This is Loretta Lynn. We're 1050 WHN. Get a lot of requests for this song. Tina and Daddy, the telephone call. It's 849 at WHN. This is T.G. Shepherd. Motels and Memories on WHN. 854 WHN with Jesse.
Of Mary Jo.
Outside tonight, it's clear. It's nice. Low in the upper 20s. Tomorrow, increasing cloudiness. It's going to be milder with a high in the mid-40s. Right now, it's 32 degrees. This is Jim Reeves, and he'll have to go. We're 1050 WHN. I'm Jesse with the other Jesse, Jesse Coulter. She's got a new record out. It's called It's Morning. Phil Altamuro of Stamford, Connecticut, called us up, and he told us something good. You know what? We paid his rent for the month. Your chance to win's coming soon from WHN. You stay close. This is Bill Anderson.
N, New York.
I'm Jesse. These are the Amazing Rhythm Aces. It's 9:05 at WHN with Jesse. This is Glenn Campbell. Not only was this a number one record in 1975 right here, it won an award a couple weeks ago. Rhinestone Cowboy.
I've been
like a rhinestone cowboy. Not a bad life, but sure a strange one. Glenn Campbell at 9:07 at WHN with Jesse. Speed reading, shorthand, memory improvement. The YMCA of Greater New York offers free demonstrations of each. In Manhattan and Queens, call 524-8910 for a schedule.
We want to hear from you.
We heard from Homedale, New Jersey resident Shirley Crouch. We bought her $25 worth of steak. Your chance is coming.
309.
We're WHN, your CB radio station. You got your CB guide yet? CB Talk. Box 1050, FDR Station, New York, 10022 is the address. Stamped self-addressed envelope.
I know.
Beautiful night. It's clear. We're expecting a low in the upper 20s. Increasing cloudiness tomorrow, and it's going to be milder. All right. High about 45 degrees. Right now, it's 30. This is Tanya. For 1050 WHN, I'm Jesse on a Monday night in New York. This is Conway and Loretta. That's Feelings, 921 at WHN, Monday night with Jesse. Now a message from WOR-TV. This is a celebration of life from Charlie Pride on WHN. It was a beautiful day. We got a beautiful night on our hands. High, low rather, in the upper 20s. Increasing cloudiness and milder tomorrow with a high in the mid-40s. 30 degrees right now at WHN. I'm Jesse. This is David Houston. David Houston. She's all woman. 927 at WHN. I'm Jesse with the Rhinestone Cowboy, David Allan Coe. David Allan Coe. 931 at WHN. I'm Jesse with the Ratchet Jaw. C.W. McCall. I got a 20 that'll help you a whole lot if you don't understand the words of that song. We got a CB guide. CB Talk, Box 1050, FDR Station, New York, 10022. All you got to do is send a stamped self-addressed envelope and we'll mail it out to you. We're WHN. This is George and Tammy. It's 938 at WHN with Jesse. If your youngsters need help in choosing a career or information on where to get training for a particular trade, tell them to visit the Board of Education's Bronx Comprehensive Career Campus at 1030 A Southern Boulevard. In addition to counseling, job training, and job placement referrals, the center provides information on English courses for foreigners and how to obtain a high school equivalency diploma. Further information is at 212-323-1330. You've been thinking about the good things that are happening to you? I hope so, because pretty soon we're going to be asking you to tell us about them. When you do, we got good things for you. We're WHN. This is Kenny Starr. It's 942 at WHN. I'm Jesse on a Monday night. We got a thaw coming tomorrow. Increasing cloudiness and milder with a high all the way up to 45 degrees. That's unbelievable. Right now it's 30. This is Olivia Newton-John. 945 at WHN with Jesse. You got something you want to hear? Call us up and vote for your favorite record. 212-688-1050. This is Ed Bruce, Easy in the Saddle. Babies grow up. Mamas, don't let your babies grow up to be cowboys. Mamas, you gotta let your babies grow up to be whatever they want to be. I'm Jesse, we're WHN. This is Michael Murphy. Michael Murphy and Cosmic Cowboys from the album Cosmic Cowboy Souvenir. Interesting thing about Michael Murphy. Hit stardom at 30 years old and it gave him enough maturity so that he could handle it the way he wanted to. 952 at WHN. We're 1050 WHN, helping you make it through the week. We got your music. This is Wink Martindale. It's 958 at WHN. Clear tonight, beautiful night, low in the upper 20s. Tomorrow's going to be nice, high in the mid-40s. It's 29 degrees right now.
WHN, New York.
I'm Jesse, it's 10:01, and if you're on the road, watch out for this man, the White Knight. A rather devious sort, wouldn't you say? It's Cletus Maggard and the Citizens Band on WHN. This guy's straight ahead.
But you're leaving me.
Tom Paul, Outlaw Glazer, come and tell me why you're leaving me. 10:07 at WHN with Jesse. Men and women, blacks and whites, they're all entitled to the same deal when doing business with credit institutions. If you have a complaint, contact the nearest office of the New York State Banking
Department. WHN's gonna help you make it through the week. Be ready. WHN is listening to you.
We heard from Carolyn Lounsbury of Putnam Valley, New York. She told us something good. We bought her $50 worth of groceries. Your chance is coming. 10:10 at WHN with Jesse. We got some balmy weather coming tomorrow. 45 the high. I can't wait. 29 right now with Bobby Bear and Come Sundown. Are you thinking about the good things? I sure hope so, because pretty soon we're going to be asking you to tell us about them. All kinds of good things happen to people all the time. This is Narvel Phelps at WHN. It's 10:16 on a Monday night in New York City with Jesse. You having a good time? I sure hope so. This is Charlie Pride on WHN. Then who am I? We're 1050 WHN. Now a message from WOR-TV. It's 10:20 on a Monday night at WHN. I'm Jesse. This is Mo Bambi. It's clear outside tonight. We're expecting a low in the upper 20s. Increasing cloudiness, milder tomorrow with a high in the mid-40s. 29 degrees at WHN. This is C.W. McCall.
Well, there's there.
It's an eat-em-up, too. 10:25 at WHN. Have you listened to this record yet? It really is amazing. It's by Charlie Ross.
Without Your Love, Mr. Jordan. 1029 at WHN. These are the Flying Burrito Brothers. Close up those honky-tonks. Flying Burrito Brothers from the album Close Up the Honky-Tonks. Let's look at the other side of it. Good-hearted woman, good time and men. Waylon and Willie on WHN. Those roguey men from Austin, Texas. This is Conway Twitty. 1037 at WHN with Jesse. Some advice straight from the heart. The New York City Health Department urges you to celebrate this Valentine's Day by protecting yourself against hypertension, commonly known as high blood pressure. Left untreated, hypertension can lead to heart failure. Come on in for a free test. Call 212-566-7005 for information. That's 212-566-7005.
WHN, things you really need.
Matt Fermato of Clifford Beach, New Jersey, called us up. He told us something good. We did something nice for him. You think of the good things, because your chance to win's coming soon.
Hello, beautiful.
Bill Anderson and Mary Lou Turner, and sometimes, like tonight, it's a beautiful night. Clear with a low in the upper 20s. Tomorrow, it's going to be milder, high in the mid-40s. It's 29 degrees right now. I'm Jesse with Paul Davis and Ride 'em, Cowboy. 1044 WHN, Monday night with Jesse. Hey, I got some great music coming your way. I want you to stick around. Something new from Larry Gatlin, Tom T. Hall. This is Crystal Gayle and Somebody Loves You. We're 1050 WHN. Great song from Johnny Cash and June Carter. If I were a carpenter and you were a lady. 1049 at WHN with Jesse. You know what? February looks like the best month yet for subscribers to Teleprompter's new Manhattan Home Box Office service. On Home Box Office, you can watch current movies, live sports, concerts, plus other special programs, all without commercial interruption. February features include Robert Redford in The Great Waldo Pepper, Gene Hackman in The French Connection Part 2, and the latest James Bond thriller, Live and Let Die. Sign up for Home Box Office now and you'll save the $10 installation fee. Call 212-942-7200. That's 212-942-7200 for Teleprompter's Manhattan Cable TV and a Home Box Office. If you're out on I-80 right now, this is for you, Dave Dudley.
Home 20. We'll see you on the...
Looks like we got a nice day coming tomorrow with a high in the mid-40s. Right now it's 29 degrees at WHN. This is Judd Strunk and Daisy A Day. Beautiful song. Another beautiful song. It's 1056 at WHN. I'm Jesse. This is Larry Gatlin.
She's a broken.
Larry Gatlin and Broken Lady. We're 1050 WHN, helping you make it through the week. We got your music. This is Charlie Rich.
WHN, New York.
1101 with Jesse and the philosopher storyteller, Tom T. Hall.
Fast,
amazing what the good things in life turn into for you. 1104 at WHN. Blue Eyes Crying in the Rain, written by Fred Rose in the mid-40s. Great song. It's 1106 at WHN with Jesse. Just be a friend. Often that's all a volunteer needs to do. Be a friend to a boy or girl who's never had one. Show them that you care. Teach them your hobby, your craft, and just be a friend. For information on volunteer opportunities in your community, contact the New York State Division for Youth, 84 Holland Avenue, Albany, and just be a friend. We heard from Robert Ellis of Brooklyn, New York. He told us something good. We did something nice for him. Your chance is coming soon. Elaine, I'm sorry, Charlie. It's 1110 at WHN. We got a nice night outside. Clear, low in the upper 20s. Tomorrow, increasing cloudiness. It's going to be milder with a high in the mid-40s. 29 right now. Johnny Paycheck, there's just something about you I love. It's 1113 at WHN. I'm Jesse. Be with you until midnight. Alan Combs time. He's sitting in for vacationing Ed Bear. This is Barbara Mandrell. Standing room only. We're 1050 WHN. Jesse with you on a Monday night in New York. This is a sad saga from David Wills. Bar rooms to bedrooms. From bar rooms to bedrooms, I'm taking you home. 1118 at WHN with Jesse. Watch out for those Smokies and Plain rappers. This is C.W. McCall. Convoy on WHN.
Dumps off your glass and the bear's off your tail. We'll catch you on the flip-flop. This here.
You got your CB guide yet? You don't? We got them here for you. All you got to do is get one to send a stamp self-addressed envelope to CB Talk Box 1050, FDR Station, New York 10022. We'll get it out to you. We're WHN. This is Tommy Overstreet. We got a nice day coming tomorrow. It's going to get up to 45 degrees. That's amazing. Right now it's 29, New York. We're 1050 WHN. Jesse with Merle Haggard. 1128, that was Merle Haggard. A tribute to Merle. You're a Prairie League, and I'll fix your flat tire, Merle. It's from the album Two Lane Highway. 1131 at WHN. I'm Jesse with you on a Monday night in New York City. This is Glenn Campbell, Country Boy. 1133 at WHN. I'm Jesse. This is Susan Ray. I've got a happy heart. Susan Ray from the Buck Owens Show. It's 1135 at WHN with Jesse. Why wait 10 weeks for your tax refund when you can have it in 4 or 5 weeks? The Internal Revenue Service says taxpayers who wait till April will have to wait even longer for their refund checks. So why not gather your records together now? Get an early start on filing your return. It can make a difference, like 4 weeks compared to 10. Avoid the rush and enjoy your refund check. We paid Phil Altamiro's rent from Stamford, Connecticut. He told us something good. Your chance is coming soon. You could do some stargazing tonight. It's clear out. Low in the upper 20s tomorrow. Clouds going to move in. It's going to be milder, though. High in the mid-40s, 29 at WHN. We're 1050 WHN, helping you make it through the week with good things for you. It's 11:42. I'm Jesse. Be with you until midnight. Alan Combs sitting in for Ed Baer, who's on vacation. He's got the music for you all night long. Loretta Lynn, when the tingle becomes a chill. Oh, what a wretched feeling. 11:45 at WHN. I'm Jesse. This is Waylon Jennings. I'm a ramblin' man. Don't you go messing with ramblin' man. 11:47 at WHN with Jesse. It's 11:49 at WHN. Linda Ronstadt's got another hit on her hands. Tracks of My Tears. 11:52 at WHN. Clear outside tonight. We're expecting a low in the upper 20s. Tomorrow, clouds going to move into the area, but it's going to be milder. Oh, at last. High in the mid-40s. 29 degrees right now at WHN. I'm Jesse. This is Bill Anderson. We're 1050 WHN. Jesse on a Monday night. Have you heard this record? It's new from George Jones called The Battle. It's 1157 at WHN. I'm Jesse. I will catch you tomorrow night at 8 o'clock. Alan Combs is next. You have a good night. This is Donna Fargo.
New York.
And a very good Tuesday morning. Well, Ed Baer is on vacation for the next couple of weeks. We'll be spending the night together. Alan Combs with you at WHN. And here are the Amazing Rhythm Aces. The Amazing Rhythm Aces, WHN 1203. And a good Tuesday morning to you. Here's Dickie Lee. And this is Rocky.
Alone.
Well, it's a brisk, clear night outside. 29 degrees now, WHN. Alan Combs with a vacationing Ed Baer, who we understand is sunning it up in beautiful Florida.
Along.
It's Waylon and Willie, 1050 WHN. And here's Sonny James. What else can break a heart except for love? Sonny James, WHN. At 12:12, which is time natural, 1050 WHN. Alan Combs in for Ed Baer, taking you through the night. And here's John and Olivia. One of the prettiest singers around. No, not John Denver. I mean Olivia Newton-John. On WHN, 1216. And now from Tucson, Arizona, Miss Linda Ronstadt, and I Can't Help It. Linda Ronstadt, it's 1219 WHN. Mobility. To a blind person, it's the difference between a useful life and no life at all. Mobility can come with a guiding eyes for the blind guide dog. For information regarding guide dogs and the training to use them, write Guiding Eyes for the Blind, Yorktown Heights, New York, 10598. That's Guiding Eyes for the Blind, Yorktown Heights, New York, 10598. 9-8, a reminder from WHN. And here is Willie Nelson.
You told
me. I hope you do remember me, even though Ed Baer is away. 1222. WHN with Alan Combs and Fred for a couple of weeks. Here's Tom T. Hall. 1225 WHN. And I want to remind you to keep thinking about the good things that happened to you, because soon we're going to be asking you to tell us about it. We've already, matter of fact, paid the rent for Linda Losi, Mary Hermanson, Sandra Gaudiosi. You might be next. Just keep thinking about the good things that happened to you. It's Todd Williams, WHN. We're having a little midnight snack here at this hour, 1228. So if you're having one as well, at least we're having it together. We're enjoying each other's company till about 5:30 this morning when Larry Kenny gets here. And right now, here is Merle Haggard. How many times have you been in that situation, huh? WHN 1231. Alan Combs, Red Bear, C.W. McCall.
Yeah, breaker 19. Buttons off your glass and the bear's off your tail. We'll catch you on the flip-flop. This here's Rubber Duck on the Side.
The song that is so successful that C.W. McCall is now considering making a convoy, too. That's a true story. Or maybe he's going to call it Son of Convoy. WHN and Johnny Duncan. 1050. Baby smile, woman's kiss.
Life is there, but the baby on my knee
is next. WHN with the music you want to hear. It's 1237.
Think of something good.
And here is Joni Lee, who happens to be Conway Twitty's daughter. And I'm sorry, Charlie. Thought her father's name was Conway. Oh, well, it's only a song. It's 1240. WHN. And it is 29 degrees and clear. Going to be in the upper 20s overnight tonight. Cloudy and milder during the day with high in the mid-40s.
Hey,
oh. That's Charlie Rich, WHN, at 1243. Me and old CB and Dave Dudley. You know, we've had so many requests for the WHN CB guide that we've had to reprint them. So if you would like to get a copy of the CB guide with all the CB terms on it, a self-addressed stamped envelope to CB Talk Box 1050, FDR Station, New York, 10022. 1246, Alan Combs in for Red Bear. Here's Porter and Dolly. Are you burning the midnight oil right now, perhaps getting out a deck of cards? Notice how we tie everything in together here. 1247, 1050, WHN, and Wink Martindale. Wink Martindale, WHN, 1252. And here's Ferlin Huskies.
Say.
Well, it's 26 degrees and clear. WHN playing the music you want to hear at 688-1050, area code 212, and here is Larry Gatlin.
She's a broad.
It's Broken Lee, a nice song. WHN 1256. Alan Combs in for Red Bear. And here's Tammy Wynette.
Kids.
WHN, New York.
Alan Combs, hoping you're having a nice early Tuesday morning. We have Kenny Starr. We don't have Kenny Starr? We will have Kenny Starr. We now have Kenny Starr. We do have Bill Anderson and Mary Lou Turner. First, I'd like to say we're very sorry about the mix-up with Kenny Starr, but he's got a big football game coming up, and he's late. He's at practice now. He should be here, though, any minute. As soon as he gets here, we're going to put him on. He's busy practicing for the big final game of the season. It's 103. WHN. Alan Combs and Fred Bear, who's on vacation next couple of weeks. We're going to take you through the night. Here's Olivia. The very lovely and talented Olivia Newton-John. WHN 105. 28 degrees and a clear, crisp night.
To you.
Well, Kenny Starr is in from practice. He was out late practicing, a little late getting to the studio. Kenny, I'm a little ashamed of you getting here so late at night. What do you have to say for yourself?
He's just...
Here is Glenn Campbell. WHN 109, Tuesday morning. It is the 10th of February.
Looking back.
Glenn Campbell, 112, WHN. Clear tonight, low in the upper 20s. Increasing cloudiness, milder during the day. High in the mid-40s. Chance of showers Monday night, low in the 30s. 27 degrees. Do you believe we're just 6 weeks away from spring? It's hard to believe, isn't it? Narblefell.
Here she comes.
Somebody hold me. WHN, 115. Alan Combs in for Ed Bear. And here is the number one, actually the number 51 song from the year 1975. Lois Johnson. Never grow old. Lois Johnson, 118, WHN. A college degree is not a free ticket to a successful career. No matter what your field, there are 100 experienced men and women all bucking for the job you want. Experience. Now, you can get it working for the Long Island College Volunteer Program. Help others while you help yourself. The Long Island College Volunteer Program has a role for you. Call 516-489-0039. 516-489-0039. A reminder from WHN. Ed Bruce on 1050.
Yeah.
Alan Combs in for the vacationing at Bears down in Florida, enjoying some warm weather. 27 degrees in New York. Here is Farron Young. Farron Young, WHN. Freddie Fender took the name of his guitar, used it as his last name. Do you realize if he played the violin, he might today be known as Freddie Stradivarius? That ever occurred to you? And this is called You Lose a Good Thing, WHN.
Well, he be, don't you know?
Freddie Fender, WHN. You know? And we're playing the music you want to hear at 688-1050. Oh, I think the phone's ringing now. Area code is 212.
Hello.
Okay, it's disconnect. 130, WHN. Alan Combs with the vacationing Florida bound. and beer, soaking up the sun. Here's Olivia. Olivia, 132 WHN. And here's Joe Stapley, got to bring it on home. Little foot stomping music, WHN 133. And the weatherman says clear overnight, low in the upper 20s. Cloudy, milder during the day on Tuesday with a high in the mid-40s. Chance of showers Tuesday night, low in the 30s. And showers Wednesday morning, becoming partly cloudy during the afternoon on Wednesday. High in the 40s, clear and 27 degrees now at WHN. 134, 1050. And Red Sovine, Phantom 309. Red Sovine, WHN, 137. And here's Anne Murray. There's a that is the very lovely Anne Murray, WHN. And here is Charlie Rich. The latest from Charlie Rich, WHN. It's 143. Alan Colmes in for the vacationing Edward Bear. And here's Cal Smith. Cal Smith, WHN, 146. And it is 20. It's going down. It's 27 degrees, but a clear night. And here is T.G. Shepherd on 10. It's 149. Here's Frank Ifield, WHN. And I remember you. I remember you. That's right. 152. WHN. Here's Jesse Coulter, 1050. It's morning, and I still love you. Jesse Coulter, WHN. And it's 154. And loving you has changed my life. David Rogers, 1050. 156, WHN. And here's Bobby Helms.
WHN, New York.
2 o'clock in New York, Alan Combs, Red Bear. Well, it's going to be clear tonight, low in the upper 20s. Increasing cloudy, milder tomorrow. Temperatures in the mid-40s. Chance of showers tomorrow night. Clear in 27 degrees now. WHN with Alan Combs and Conway and Joni. Conway and Joni Lee. WHN. Alan Combs in for the vacationing Ed Bear for the next couple of weeks. We'll be spending the night together. It's 2:07. And Larry Kenny's going to be asking you. Larry will be here about 5:35 this morning. Hopefully a little earlier he'll set up for a show. And here is Loretta Lynn. And when the tingle becomes a chill, 10:50 at 2:08 on a Tuesday morning. That's Loretta, 10:50 WHN at 2:10. And here's Buck Owens. That is Buck Owens, WHN 2:13. Going to be clear tonight, low in the upper 20s. Increasing cloudy, milder tomorrow, high in the mid-40s. Chance of showers tomorrow night, low in the 30s. It is a clear, crisp Tuesday morning. 27 degrees outside our luscious studios on Park Avenue, New York. And here is Crystal Gale, 10:50. Somebody Loves You, WHN 2:15. Here's Ray Price, 2:19. WHN with Alan Combs, Infrared Bear, who's vacationing down in sunny Florida at this very moment. And if you're thinking about a place to eat tomorrow night, here's a suggestion. The steaming hot Polish and German platters from the country kitchen of the Blue Ribbon Inn. Now, for just $3.25, you can feast on mouth-watering hot delicacies that cap off the night just right. Or for just $2, you can have an overstuffed deli-style sandwich at the Blue Ribbon Inn. And Freddie the German Cowboy serves up more than just the greatest food around. 7 nights a week, country music that can't be beat. Mondays are reserved for Jim Pathmore. And on Tuesdays, tonight, Billy Wood. Johnny Hedges makes his hit appearance on Wednesdays. Kenny Turner performs on Thursdays. And Friday and Saturday nights mean Billy Wood and the Virginians, plus the shorts. On Sundays, they're special because of Fran Dexter. The greatest food and the greatest country entertainment. There's only one place where you're going to find both. The Blue Ribbon Inn at 256 Hollywood Avenue, Hillside, New Jersey. If you want information on that, call area code 201-965-1800. 201-965-1800 at the Blue Ribbon Inn, where the fun has just begun. Let me tell you that February is Energy Conservation Month in New York State. WHN and the State Emergency Fuel Office remind you, the other guy can't do it alone. If each homeowner insulates his attic, for instance, we'd all be saving fuel. And we'd all be saving on our own fuel bills. Energy, it's precious. Please, don't waste it. That's a reminder from WHN. Here's Charlie Pride. 223 WHN. Here's Dolly Parton. Alan Combs and Fred Bear. And this is Jolene. Dolly Parton, WHN. A good Tuesday morning to you. Here's David Allan Coe. I'm going to do it once more with Feeling, Jerry Lee Lewis, WHN. We're just going to will, baby. All right, 231 WHN. C.W. McCall. We got ourselves a convoy.
Yeah, breaker one, rubber duckle.
C.W. McCall. The C.W. may very well stand for Country Western. It's 234 WHN and George Jones.
What?
George Jones, WHN. It's 27 degrees and clear. Going to be in the upper 20s overnight and in the mid-40s during the day. Chance of showers late on Tuesday night. And low in the 30s overnight Tuesday night. Right now, it is, as we mentioned, 27 at WHN. Tanya Tucker, WHN. Don't believe my heart can stand another you. Tanya Tucker, WHN. And it's 2:41 on a Tuesday morning, the 10th of February for 1976. And here is Chris Christopherson. That's Why Me, WHN. 2:44. I'm 10:50. We want you to think about the good things that happened to you, because soon we're going to be asking you to tell us about it. Here's Conway. WHN 2:46. Alan Combs and Fred Barrett. He is, I understand, down in Florida soaking up the sun for the next couple of weeks. We are here working hard to give you a good night. Great music like Brenda Lee.
It's such a
2:49 WHN. Playing the music you want to hear. And here is Mo Bandy and Hank Williams, You Wrote My Life. Mo Bandy, WHN, here's Ned Miller.
From
27 degrees, WHN, going to be clear overnight, low in the upper 20s, cloudy, milder during the day. On Tuesday, high in the mid-40s, chance of showers late Tuesday night. 27 degrees, WHN. Charlie Ross, WHN. Without Your Love, and here's Freddie Hart, The Heartbeats, 10:50. If You Can't Feel It.
HN, New York.
3 o'clock in New York. Hope you're having a good night or a good morning, depending upon which side you're on at this time of the day. 3 o'clock, and Alan Combs in for Edwin Baer, who is in Florida vacationing, getting some sun. And here is Glenn Campbell. Glenn Campbell, Dry Look. WHN 303. Stella Parton, and I Would Like to Hold You in My Dreams Tonight. 10:50, and a good morning to you. Okay, 7 minutes after 3 o'clock, 307, 27 degrees, WHN. Excuse me, Alan Combs going to help you make it through the night. That's my job, my little portion of the day here on 10:50. And here is Bill Anderson and Mary Lou Turner. WHN wants you to think about the good things that happened to you. Larry Kenny's going to be asking you to tell him, starting about 5:35 this morning. And when you tell us, we'll give you the things you really need to help you make it through the week. And here's Merle Haggard and the Emptiest Arms in the World. 310, 1050, WHN. 312, WHN. Alan Combs taking you through the night on this Tuesday, the 10th of February. And here's John Denver, Olivia Newton-John. Now, wouldn't it be nice if we could just fly away? John Denver, Olivia Newton-John. You shaking your head? No, you want to stay right here? Is that it? Okay. We'll do that till about 5:30 this morning when Larry Kenny will be here. WHN, here's Conway. 319 WHN. Linda Ronstadt. All about the tracks of my tears. 322 on WHN. And here's a reminder from 1050 that the city's health department is offering a booklet which lists all the department's free services. For your copy, send a self-addressed 10 by 12 inch envelope with 19 cents postage. That's right, 19 cents postage to the Office of Public Information, New York City Health Department, 125 Worth Street, New York, 10013. Get your free health services directory today. A little reminder for you from WHN. Bill Anderson. And always remember, 10:50. And a good Tuesday morning to you. 325 WHN. And this is called The Battle. George Jones, 10:50. Right now, I'd like you to do me a little favor. I'm going to smile for me. That's right. Look at the radio. Give me a big smile, right? Thank you. 328 WHN. Lynn Anderson. Lynn Anderson, 330 WHN, 1050. Alan Combs taking you through the night. Waylon and Willie. Here's Freddie Weller. WHN, 333, Tuesday morning. Okay, it's 336, 1050. And here's Red Sovine. 339 WHN. And John Denver, This Is Annie's Song. Alan Combs, WHN, Infrared Bear, playing the music you want to hear. 688-1050. Area code is 212, if I can play something for you. Here's Tom T. Hall.
He
rolling.
Tom T. Hall, 345, WHN, and Dickie Lee. Never-ending song of love. It's 347, WHN. And the weatherman says clear overnight, low in the upper 20s, cloudy milder during the day with high in the mid-40s, chance of showers tomorrow night, low in the 30s, 27 degrees now, WHN. WHN, why don't you think about the good things that happened to you, because soon we're going to be asking you to tell us about them. When we do and you tell us, we're going to give you the things you really need, like we might even pay your rent. So keep listening for that. Bobby Goldsboro, WHN, on the Ed Bear Show. Eddie is on vacation next couple of weeks. Alan Combs going to take you through the all-night hours. It's 3:54. And here's Merle Haggard on 10:50. Well, it's 3:57, WHN, and Jerry Wallace to get to you.
50, WHN, New York.
Alan Combs, play the music you want to hear. 688-1050. At the city, the area code is 212. And here's Olivia. That's Olivia, WHN. Here's David Allan Coe. Well, you don't have to call me Lee Arnold. You don't have to call me Larry Kenny. But you never call me by my name, which happens to be Alan Combs, in for Ed Bear at 406. That's right, he paid for his phone bill, and that'll pay for all the times he tried to get through for the contest, right? Here's Joni Lee, WHN. That's the Joni. It's just coincidence we happen to have the father following the daughter here, WHN.
I can't see you.
Well, if you know what it feels like when the tingle becomes a chill, then you can identify with what Loretta Lynn is about to say. Alan Combs in for Edwin Bear this Tuesday morning on WHN. It's 4:12, and a good morning to you. 4:15, WHN, Charlie Rich.
Every time.
And it's Charles Rich, WHN, with Alan Combs, 4:18. Hello, how are you this morning, Tuesday morning, 10th of February. Mobility, now to a blind person, it's the difference between a usual, rather useful life and no life at all. Now, mobility can come with the guiding eyes for the blind guide dog. For information regarding guide dogs and the training to use them, write Guiding Eyes for the Blind, Yorktown Heights, New York, 10598. That's Guiding Eyes for the Blind, Yorktown Heights, New York, 10598. Reminder from WHN. Here's T.G. Shepherd. Motels and Memories. WHN with the music you want to hear. 4:22. With Alan Combs and Fred Bear, who is on vacation in beautiful sunny Florida. Here's Johnny Rodriguez.
I'm Biggie.
Well, 27 degrees, WHN. Going to be about in the upper 20s overnight tonight. In the mid-40s during the day, cloudy and milder. Chance of showers Tuesday night. 27 degrees. Jesse Coulter, WHN. That is Mrs. Waylon Jennings, Jesse Coulter, WHN. Here's Bobby Barron family.
Here we go.
Okay. It's 4:29, WHN, C.W. McCall.
Gone aside, we gone.
4:33, WHN, Alan Combs, helping you make it through the night. For another hour or so, then Larry Kenny will be here to make you help you make it through the morning. Sammy Smith on 10:50. Sammy Smith, WHN, Alan Combs in for Ed Bear.
WHN's gonna help you make it through the week.
I'm a winner. I thought Lee Arnold said I won.
I won.
We'll tell you when to call. When we do, we'll have groceries, steak, rent, things you really need.
And here's Kenny Starr at 10:50. It's 4:35 Tuesday morning. Hope it's been a good morning for you so far, early as it is. The blind man in the bleacher. Well, it's 4:39 now, WHN. The 10th of February for 1976. This week happens to have, by the way, a Friday the 13th. I just thought I'd warn you in plenty of time to get ready for it. Here's Mac Davis. Please do not get hooked on me. That is Mac Davis, WHN. And this is Ed Bruce. Yeah. WHN 445 on the Ed Bear Show with Alan Combs for the vacationing Edwin Bear. And, of course, it'll be the Larry Kenny Show at 535 this morning. Here is Tanya Tucker.
Like
27 degrees clear outside. Going to be up in the 40s today, the mid-40s. Chance of rain late in the day. And here's Wink Martindale, WHN. Wink Martindale, WHN 452. With Alan Combs and Billy Crash Craddock.
Crystal Gale at 10:50 WHN. And the Jamaica Community Adolescent Program helps young adults in Queens with social problems, alcohol, drug abuse. Someone close to you has a problem, call JCAP at 212-380-4126 at 1:14 in the afternoon at WHN. From my friends in Boonton Township, New Jersey, Elvis. 116, actually, and I got you till 4 o'clock. Bob Wayne with the music, and that's, of course, the King. Elvis Presley, 1050 WHN. Let me know what you want to hear. Give me a call. 688-1050. Don't tap for his Charlie cry. Happiness of having you, and it's going to pay off, my friends. WHN knows there's a whole lot of good in this country, and we're going to buy jeans for you. $20 worth of the best jeans in town. If you're the 12th caller on my contest line, area code 212-955-9980, and tell me something good that's happened to you. Maybe over the weekend. Give your wizard a buzz. Yeah. I think she's getting it back together with George Jones possibility there. Tammy Wynette performs at his club, the Possum Holler Club, down in Nashville. The wonders you perform, and we had a winner. We'll talk to her in a moment. Sunny and mild today. Nice day. High in the 40s, clear and cold tonight, low in the 20s. Currently a sunny 35 degrees. And now for a change, some good news for the working person. If you don't have a retirement plan where you work, the Emigrant Savings Bank has a nice little tax shelter you can take advantage of. It's their IRA, Individual Retirement Account. It lets you deduct up to 15% of your annual earnings, or as much as $1,500 a year. Set it aside in a high-paying IRA plan. The entire amount is tax-free, including the interest it earns, until after you retire. In fact, the more you save for retirement under this plan, the less taxes you'll pay each year. So when you finally retire, you have a lot more to fall back on than just your Social Security checks. Don't put off saving for your retirement. The longer you wait, the more taxes you'll pay. For more information about Immigrants' Individual Retirement Account, drop in any immigrant office or call the Pension Department, 212 area code 883-5800. That number again is 883-5800. They'll help you set up your own little tax shelter because Immigrant wants to help. Immigrant Savings Bank, member FDIC. 125 WHN. Ask for this in Boundbrook, New Jersey. Waylon and Willie, the Outlaws. Why you're leaving me? Okay, guys, let's hear it for Barbie Benton. Huh? All right, lovely Barbie at Playboy fame going to be with, it, with us this evening. Guest disc jockey, 7 until 8 p.m. at WHN. Be sure to give a listen. Here's Joni Lee Twitty. Joni Lee Twitty at WHN. What'd you say? We get her old papa out here. People see. Was it with the magic of country music? Bob Wayne here. Welcome to the three happiest hours of my day. WHN. Conway Twitty, only make believe. Let me know what you want to hear. Give me a call at 212-688-1050. Congratulations to Rosemarie McGorst of Brooklyn, New York, winning $50 in groceries. Your chance to win is coming up. We'll have dinner at McDonald's for you, your family, and friends. Current temperature is sunny 35 degrees in New York, and February looks like the best month yet for subscribers to Teleprompter's new Manhattan Home Box Office service. On Home Box Office, you can watch current movies, live sports, concerts, plus other special programs, all without commercial interruption. February features include Robert Redford in The Great Waldo Pepper, Gene Hackman in French Connection 2, the latest James Bond thriller, Live and Let Die. Sign up for Home Box Office now and you'll save the $10 installation fee. Call 212-942-7200. That's 212-942-7200 for Teleprompter, Manhattan Cable TV, and Home Box Office.
Ta-da!
Price.
Okay, guys, at A&P, they're featuring plump grade A turkeys, 10 to 14-pound sizes, at only 55 cents per pound. Available at all stores in Metro New York, New Jersey, and Southern Connecticut. Here's the ladies' choice for you. For the gals, the Silver Fox sings.
When you just...
Ooh, he does it right, huh? WHN at 141 in the afternoon. Here's Freddie Hart. Freddie Hart, the heartbeats, and hang in there, girl. Where are you at? 1050 WHN, Bob Wayne with the music at 144. And here's Ed Bruce. Grow up to be cowboys. 1050 WHN, 147. Coming up, we'll have dinner for you, your family, and friends at McDonald's. Think of something good that's happened recently. Here's Tanya Tucker. Tanya Tucker, WHN. And Patricia Hearst is on the stand today for the first time in her trial. John Connolly, what's the story?
Well, Miss Hearst has testified that she was in fear of her life when she participated in a bank robbery and then later tape recorded a statement that she had joined the SLA. She was testifying in a hearing over whether the tape is admissible as evidence. The jury wasn't present in the courtroom. In the recording, Miss Hearst says she participated willingly in the robbery for which she is on trial. But on the stand today, she said the statement was written by SLA member Angela Atwood. Mostly sunny today and tomorrow, clear tonight. The skies are sunny right now, temperature 35 degrees. President Ford has a special message for Congress today. Washington correspondent Ann Compton reports. The Western-backed National Union, known as UNITA, says the south-central Angolan capital of Huambo has fallen to the Soviet-backed Popular Movement. State Department officials confirm the fall of the pro-Western capital, blaming the loss of Huambo on an inadequate supply of weapons. And Prime Minister Harold Wilson tells Parliament that many Britons, apparently mercenaries, have been killed in warlike operations in Angola. WHN News Time, 1:52. A Long Island woman accused of beating her 10-month-old baby to death gave birth to another child this morning, a premature girl weighing 4 pounds, 3 ounces. The baby came just hours before Sharon Lee Silman was scheduled to be arraigned for the death last weekend of her daughter, Pamela Ann. Police say the 22-year-old Mrs. Silman admitted beating Pamela Ann because she wouldn't eat. The dead child had been taken away from Mrs. Silman last summer after suffering a skull fracture from a beating, but a family court judge returned the baby to the mother in November. WHN's Joe Bragg was on hand for a meeting this morning of the City Council Housing and Buildings Committee. On Wall Street this hour, the Dow Jones Industrials are up a little over 7.5 points to 962.53 on a volume of 16,630,000 shares. Composite index up 0.37, price per share up 24 cents. And this oblique sports note here. The huge offensive tackle of the New York Jets, Winston Hill, has a weight problem every season. He explains it this way. I'm on a seafood diet. I eat everything I see. WHN weather, mostly sunny this afternoon with a high temperature in the upper 30s. Tonight, clear and cold with a low in the upper 20s. And then tomorrow, sunny and mild with increasing cloudiness late in the day, a high in the upper 40s. Now 35 degrees at 1:55. With coverage from the American Entertainment Network, John Connolly, WHN News.
Bob Wayne here with the Amazing Rhythm Aces. Amazing.
New York.
Afternoon, 2 o'clock. I'm Bob Wayne. It's good to have you on this Monday. Sunny, sunny Monday at that. John Denver puts it to music. Sunshine make you high. Today you got to be intoxicated. Sunny and mild out there. A little slushy, but beautiful day. High in the 40s, 35 degrees currently. Bob Wayne at 1050 WHN. Your CB radio station at 203
is Red Sylvine.
309.
Story ends at the Eat 'em Up, right? To get your WHN list of the 75 CB terms and definitions, send a stamped self-addressed envelope to CB Talk Box 1050 FDR Station, New York. WHN with the music is Billy Joe Spears. Blanket on the ground. Blanket on the ground. Make it a couple tonight. A low in the 20s, clear and cold, the forecast. Tomorrow, sunny and mild again. High in the 40s, 209 in the afternoon. Coming up within the next hour or so, dinner at McDonald's for you, your family, and friends. Simple. All you got to do is think of the good things. And one of the good things I've been thinking about all day, Barbie Benton of Playboy fame, and of course, Brass Buckles will be guest disc jockey this evening with Del DeMontre, 7 to 8 p.m. at WHN. The toughest part of a business trip to Chicago is what you have to go through before you leave the ground in New York. But from now on, if you fly to Chicago on business and you don't fly TWA, you're on the wrong airline. For one thing, TWA's Trans World Express gives you 18 nonstops every business day, mostly 15 minutes before the hour, so you leave the on-the-hour rush and crush behind you. Plus, over the last 18 months, TWA has had the best on-time performance record between New York and Chicago, according to Civil Aeronautics Board statistics. And if you're running a bit behind, TWA has a special ground hostess to get you through the airport in time to catch your flight. And on all morning flights, TWA gives you a free copy of the gate to give you a lift before you get off the ground. TWA's Trans World Express to Chicago. If you don't fly TWA, you're on the wrong airline. Get a copy at your newsstand or for home delivery of any other Westchester Rockland newspaper. Call 914-694-1313.
WHN is listening to you.
Astronauts dream of walking on Mars. Youngsters with muscular dystrophy would be happy just to walk here on Earth. Give generously to the Muscular Dystrophy Association. Bob Wayne with Narvel Phelps. Somebody hold me till she passes out. Huh? It's Narvel, his latest. 1050 WHN, 2:15 in the afternoon. Sunny day out there, nice in New York. Don Gibson, perfect now.
Let my worries run on by.
Playing the music you want to hear at WHN, Don Gibson. And Don has recently rejoined the Grand Ole Opry. If you remember, he was a member in the late 50s, early 60s. They say the new Don Gibson is sporting a beard, wearing a cape on stage. Whatever's best for you, Don. Here's Mo Bandy and Hank Williams, You Wrote My Life. Hank Williams, You Wrote My Life. And congratulations to Ed Lawless of Bayside, New York, winning $20 in jeans. Sandy Lank of Melbourne, New York. Melbourne, New York, that is, winning $50 in groceries. Your chance to win dinner for you, your family, and friends at McDonald's coming up. Ask for this in Weston, Connecticut. Here it is, Tom T. Hall. I like it. Faster Horses, 2:23 in the afternoon.
More money.
Yeah, that's definitely where it's at. Faster Horses, younger women, older whiskey, more money. I think I'll bring that up in my next contract negotiations.
More money.
So don't worry. We put the horse, though. Sunny and mild today, high in the 40s. That's Tom T. Hall at WHN. We know there's a whole lot of good in this country, and we're going to buy dinner for you, your family, and friends at McDonald's. I have $15 in gift certificates. Just be the 18th caller in my contest line. Area code 212-955-9980. Tell me something good that's happened to you. Give your wizard a honk on the horn there. The American Music Association, she won the award, Best Country Female Vocalist and Best Pop Vocalist of the Year. Please, Mr. Please, Olivia Newton-John, also nominated for a Grammy, which your wizard predicts she'll win. Recently, recovering from a fall from a horse, and if you're a country and western music, you have to get injured. I say fall from a horse is very appropriate, but she's, thank God, she's getting better. Olivia Newton-John, please, Mr. Please, 35 degrees on a sunny Monday. We had a winner. We'll talk to him in moments. Del DeMondro, going to pay your last month's phone bill. Going to have $50 in groceries for you. Goes on all the time here at the house. It's good to have you. Bob Wayne with Bill Anderson and Mary Lou Turner, Sometimes. Sometimes at 1050 WHN. Thought you'd like this by Roger Miller. 235, King of the Road. Roger Miller, King of the Road on a sunny and mild day. Beautiful out there. It's currently 35 degrees, and no one knows the slopes like Bill Hoffman. Hear WHN Ski Reports with Bill Hoffman 12 times each weekend, brought to you by Toyota. You ask for quality and dependability, you got it. Toyota. WHN, your CB radio station. Here's Dave Dudley. Put the hammer down.
I was riding this eight. Come on.
That's a big 10-4. 1050 WHN, your CB radio station. Here it is, February 9th, 76. Season of Aquarius. What a day for a birthday. Sun is shining. Blue skies out there. And we got a note here. Peggy Osbar of New Jersey celebrating her birthday today. And, well, I proclaim, Wizard proclaims this Peggy Osbar Day in New Jersey. Peggy's getting on in years. She's all of 12 years old today. Remember, the older the violin, the sweeter the music. Happy birthday, honey. Here's Hank Thompson for Peggy and family.
These things you think, a symphony of love.
You're aging for beautiful Wizard here. The older the violin, the sweeter the music.
Like
Peggy, 12 years old today. Understand she's still single, huh? It's good to have you. Beautiful day at 2:45 in the afternoon. This is Loretta Lynn, WHN, when the tingle becomes a chill.
Chill.
Loretta Lynn, 1050 WHN. Bob Wayne with the music. With my good buddy Charlie Pride. Amazing love. The master Charlie Pride at WHN. Patty Hearst on the stand in California today. Ian McLeod has details.
Bob, accused bank robber Patricia Hearst took the stand in her San Francisco trial today, but not in front of a jury. We have more now from correspondent Bettina Gregory. Mostly sunny with a high near 40 today. It'll be clear tonight, a low around 25. It's now sunny and 36 degrees at 351. Make that 251. A Long Island woman accused of beating her 10-month-old daughter to death over the weekend has given birth to another child. The baby, a 4-pound, 3-ounce girl, came just hours before Sharon Lee Silman was scheduled to be arraigned for the death last weekend of her daughter, Pamela Ann. Suffolk County Police said earlier that Mrs. Silman had admitted beating Pamela Ann because she wouldn't eat. Mrs. Silman went into labor early this morning in the Suffolk County Jail. She was rushed to Central Suffolk Hospital, where the baby was born. The dead child had been taken away from Mrs. Silman 7 months ago after suffering a skull fracture from a beating. The family court judge returned the baby to the parents over the objections of the Suffolk County Social Services Department. WHN News Time, coming up to 3:52. Newark teachers returned to their classrooms this morning after a nearly week-long strike last week. That strike was settled yesterday under a new 2.5-year contract providing wage hikes totaling 8.5% of the teachers' payroll. It's not known how many of Newark's 80,000 students were back in classes today. No attendance figures were given. Most of the students had stayed away from school last week. Well, America's hopes of winning a medal a day at the Winter Olympic Games rests on the shoulders of the Colleen O'Connor, Jim Milnes dance team. The Colorado Springs couple enters the final event of the day in third place, behind a pair of Russian teams which have won 6 consecutive world titles between them. Though the U.S. failed to earn a medal in the other final on the agenda, the combined Nordic, the day wasn't a complete flop. Phil Mayer and his 18-year-old twin brother Steve of White Pass, Washington, headed a surprising challenge in the men's giant slalom. Phil had the fourth fastest time in the first heat, while Steve finished 14th out of 100 starters. The gold medal looks out of Phil's reach because he's nearly 1.5 seconds behind defending gold medalist Gustavo Toni of Italy. But a good second run tomorrow could make him the first American ever to win a medal in the men's giant slalom. At the ice rink, the competitors openly attacked the judging system, once again charging it was rigged to help East European competitors. However, Toller Cranston of Canada, one of the outspoken skaters, received the best mark of the day and moved from 7th to 5th place in the overall standings, with the compulsory program now complete. John Curry, a Briton who lives in New York, moved into 1st place ahead of current world champion Sergei Volkov of the Soviet Union. David Santee of Park Ridge, Illinois, was fourth, while American champion Terry Kubica of California had another disappointing performance, lying in 10th place overall. The men's title will be decided Wednesday with the free skating program, which counts toward 50% of the overall mark. On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial, shortly before 3, up 6.84 at 961.74 on a volume of 20,110,000 shares. The New York Stock Exchange Composite Index up 0.38, and the price per share up 24 cents. WHN weather, mostly sunny with seasonable temperatures this afternoon, a high 35 to 40, clear and cold tonight. Tonight's low in the upper 20s. It'll be sunny and mild tomorrow with increasing cloudiness late in the day, a high tomorrow expected in the upper 40s. Right now in New York, the humidity is 48%, the barometer 30.05 inches and rising. It's now sunny and 36 degrees at 2:55. With coverage from the American Entertainment Network, Ian McLeod, WHN News.
All right, Bob Wayne with Cletus Maggie.
HN, New York.
Afternoon to you. It's 3 o'clock. Wizard with the magic of country music. Take a peek behind closed doors. Would you look at that? Charlie Rich, the Silver Fox at WHN. Sing it, yo, Fox, you. Recently became a grandfather for the first time. His daughter gave birth to a baby girl. Charlie Rich, the Silver Fox. Let me know what you want to hear. Give me a call at 688-1050-303 at WHN. Here's Conway Twitty. Conway's latest, WHN 304 in the afternoon. Sunny, 36 degrees out there. And, a brass buckles fame. Playboy's own Barbie Benton, our guest DJ this evening. All the guys are making reservations, going to sit around and stare 7 until 8 o'clock at WHN. Here's Billy Crash Craddock. Billy Crash Craddock with Country Casanova, 1050 WHN. Today, sunny and mild high in the 40s. Tonight, snuggling weather again. And good news, clear and cold low in the 20s. Tomorrow, sunny and mild high in the 40s. Currently, it's 36 degrees. Charles Johnson, last hour, won dinner at McDonald's for all the friends. Kennewick, New Jersey. Angela Spaviati of Huntington Station won $20 for jeans. Your chance coming up. Here's Barbara Mandrell. Soon to be a new mama. Barbara Mandrell, standing room only. You sit down there, honey. Get a lot of rest. Eh? 1050 WHN at 3:12 in the afternoon. Bob Wayne with Roy Clark. Yeehaw!
Cause hee-haw is good enough for me. Yeah, hee-haw is good enough for me.
One of the stars of hee-haw, of course, Barbie Benton, will be our guest disc jockey this evening with Dalton Montreux. 7 until 8 o'clock at WHN. Playing the music the world loves best. Bob Wayne with it till 4. It's 3:15 in the afternoon. Here's Wink Martindale with a deck of cards.
For I was that soldier.
I knew it. Huh? How do you remember all that? Could you do it? Memory improvement as well as speed reading shorthand. The YMCA of Greater New York offers free demonstrations of each in Manhattan and Queens. Call this number 524-8910 for a schedule. A friend, starting February 13th, Pan Am has new service to Johannesburg, South Africa. Pan Am's Flight 201 will leave JFK every Friday and Saturday for Johannesburg, stopping only in Rio en route. Check your Pan Am travel agent for a reservation. Pin 4 there, Ratchet Jaw. WHN, your CV radio station. Beautiful Monday afternoon, your wizard with the magic of country music till Del DeMontro at 4 o'clock. Del will have groceries for you. I'll pay your phone bill. You think of the good things. Here's Dickie Lee. Dickie Lee and Rocky at 1050 WHN. Let me know what you want to hear. Give me a call. Bob Wayne, 212-688-1050. I'd like to take this opportunity to thank our winners today. Angela Spaviati of Huntington Station has been just recovered from an illness. That's a good thing. Charles Johnson, get this, of Kennewick, New Jersey. I got a break on his income tax for this year. You think of the good things that have happened to you and be ready to tell Del DeMontro when he asks you to call. February looks like the best month yet for subscribers to Teleprompter's new Manhattan Home Box Office service. On Home Box Office, you can watch current movies, live sports, concerts, plus other special programs, all without commercial interruption. February features include Robert Redford and The Great Waldo Pepper. Here's a great one. Gene Hackman of French Connection 2, the latest James Bond thriller, Live and Let Die. Sign up for Home Box Office now, and you will save the $10 installation fee. Call 212-942-7200. That's area code 212-942-7200 for Teleprompter, Manhattan Cable TV, and Home Box Office. 1050 WHN, Waylon and Willie with your wizard. Good-hearted woman. Waylon and Willie, 1050 WHN at 3:32. Donna Fargo. That day. Yeah, it is a nice one out there, isn't it? Stana Fargo and the happiest girl in the whole USA. Sunny and mild today, high near 40. Tonight, clear and cold, low in the 20s. Sunny and mild tomorrow, perfect winter day, high in the 40s. It's currently 36 degrees.
And so is the Reporter Dispatch.
Get a copy at your newsstand or for home delivery or any other Westchester Rockland newspaper. Call 914-694-1313.
When something good happens to you,
1050 WHN, John Denver, Olivia Newton-John. Fly away at 3:36. Some you ask for Madison, New Jersey, and Yonkers. You got it. Huh? Never too big to play your favorites. Give me a call, Bob. 1-2-6-8-8-10-50. I'm going to fly away. Ollie and Jolly there. 1050 WHN, 3:39. Here's something nice by Jim Ed Brown. Angel Sunday. Jim Ed Brown at 1050 WHN. Angel Sunday at 2:42 in the afternoon. Bob Wayne till Dalton Montrose, top of the hour. My friend, there are three kinds of tire buyers in this town, according to Firestone. First, the bias ply guy or gal won't drive on anything but Firestone's smooth-riding deluxe champion, whether you guessed it, four bias plies of polyester core. Second, you have the double belter. This person has to have two fiberglass belts in each tire with Firestone's Strato Streak Super Belt printed on the sidewall, or he's not satisfied. The third category is called a radial rider. Expects a minimum of 30,000 miles wear out of all four tires. Considers Deluxe Champion Radial White Walls by Firestone the ultimate trip. These individuals can be combined into a single group known as bargain hunters. Most commonly found buying tires in their nearby Firestone store at everyday low prices. Now, for example, the bias ply guy charged his favorite, Deluxe Champion, for $18.95 this week. Size A7813 black wall plus $1.77 federal excise tax exchange. Now that you know your tire buying habits as well as Firestone, you won't have to waste any more time and money elsewhere.
Good morning, Martin's Home Decorating Center. It ain't just paint.
Atta girl, Bob Wayne, one of my favorites here, WHN, Willie Nelson.
You told me, you still remember me.
On the cover of Country Music Magazine this week, Willie Nelson, just love it. Remember me at 1050, WHN. Bob Wayne with the music the world loves best. 2:48, here's Billy Walker. Woman, I love you, WHN. The head of the Firefighters Union wants criminal charges brought against city officials. What's this all about, Ian McLeod?
Well, Bob, that was the word today from Michael May, and we have late details now from Joe Bragg.
It'll be mostly sunny with a high around 40 today, clear low near 25 tonight. It's now sunny and 36 degrees at 3:51. Patricia Hearst took the stand in her San Francisco bank robbery trial today. The jury was not in the room. Ms. Hearst told a special hearing that she was forced by her Symbionese Liberation Army captors to take part in a bank robbery for which she's being tried. The hearing was called to determine whether a tape Ms. Hearst made after the bank robbery should be submitted as evidence. Armed patrols are reported to have shot five persons for looting in Guatemala City, shattered by an earthquake last Wednesday and continually rocked by aftershocks. Another rolling quake struck the city before dawn, and now the volcano Pacaya, which is visible from Guatemala City, is belching out clouds of gray smoke. American Entertainment Network correspondent Charles Murphy is in Guatemala. He tells of relief efforts. The death toll is officially past 15,000. It may rise to 20,000. In Guatemala City itself, some banks and stores are open. There's automobile and bus traffic on the streets, and water and electricity have been restored to some areas. WHN News Time, 3:52. President Ford is asking for a 0.3% boost in Social Security taxes to replenish the dwindling Social Security fund, but there is opposition. We have more from correspondent Ann Compton. A nuclear safety engineer says he wants to shut down, or would like to see the shutdown, of Con Edison's Indian Point No. 2 atomic power plant to prevent an accident which he said would cause the radioactive poisoning of thousands. Robert Pollard, a project manager for the Federal Nuclear Regulatory Commission, said, and I'm quoting, "If I had the authority, I would today require Indian Point No. 2 to shut down. To me, Indian Point 2 was an accident waiting to happen." Pollard said there was no danger of an atomic explosion at the plant in Buchanan, New York, about 30 miles north of the city, but he said the facility's poor design and construction have created a high risk of a steam explosion, which could release fissionable products into the atmosphere. He said, and I quote again, "It would be a catastrophic accident larger than anything else that has occurred in peacetime. What we're talking about is the radioactive contamination of hundreds of square miles and thousands of deaths." In sports, a veteran observer at the Olympic scene has deplored the commercialism of the Winter Games in Innsbruck. Will Grimsley of the Associated Press says the money changes have taken over the Olympic temple. Maybe so, but there's still good news for the United States. American alpine skier Philip Mayer made a good showing in the first part of the giant slalom today. He's in fourth place and in a position to move up in the second run tomorrow. On Wall Street, the 30 Dow Jones Industrial shortly before the close up 3.30 at 958.20 on a volume of 23,420,000 shares. The New York Stock Exchange Composite Index up 0.17, the price per share up 11 cents. WHN weather, mostly sunny, seasonable temperatures this afternoon, high 35 to 40, clear and cold tonight, tonight's low in the upper 20s. Sunny and mild tomorrow, increasing cloudiness late in the day, a high tomorrow expected in the upper 40s. Right now our humidity 48%, the barometer 30.08 inches and rising, now sunny and 36 degrees at 3:56. Coverage from the American Entertainment Network, Ian McLeod, WHN News.
Back to the music, Bob Wayne with Glenn Campbell and Country Boy.
Keeps going home.
That's it for your Wizard Bob Wayne until tomorrow, 1 o'clock, in a regular matinee. Have a good Monday. It's a beautiful day out there to have one. Yalda Montrose Ness going to help you make it through the week. Yes, he will. That's Freddie the Fender here at WHM before the next teardrop falls. How you doing? This is Del DeMancho, and I got the music following Bob Wayne. Going to keep coming. I'm going to play it all afternoon. Joni Lee. I'm sorry, Charlie. That's a song from Joni Lee here at WHN 405. A sunny day in New York. It's 36 degrees. Going to be nice tomorrow. Too sunny and mild with a high in the 40s. I think we deserve it. We'll get rid of a lot of the snow and just in time for it to snow again, probably. We have had our fair share. I have not seen the total amount we've had so far this winter, but certainly more than we've had in past winters. Hey, you want to stop wanting and start getting? A low-cost, dime-perfect loan is the answer to the homeowner and the often-forgotten apartment dweller who needs some assistance in making a long-overdue home improvement, obtaining educational funds to ease the burden of preparing his children for the future, even for much-needed home furnishings and equipment that will make his daily life a little bit easier and increase the value of his house. That's a dime low-cost, dime-perfect loan for the homeowner or the lessee, and that's the answer to avoid the high cost of credit card buying. Now, the Dime Perfect loan, in addition to its low cost, offers life insurance without cost to eligible borrowers, too. So why don't you stop at one of the Dime's consumer loan centers? That's at the Kings Plaza Shopping Center, Brooklyn Green Acres Shopping Center in Valley Stream, or the Sunrise Mall Shopping Center in Massapequa. For additional information on the new Dime Perfect loan, or you can telephone if you like, 212-643-7104. That's Dime Perfect Loan, 212-643-7104. At A&P, they're featuring plump grade A turkeys, 10 to 14 pound sizes at only 55 cents per pound. It's available at all stores in Metro New York, New Jersey, and Southern Connecticut. We care about you at 1050 WHN, and that's why we've got the things that you really need. Like next hour, going to take care of your last month's telephone bill. Don't worry about it. Just stay right where you are. That's Sweet Tanya. Don't believe my heart can stand another you here at 1050 WHN. You know, men and women, blacks and whites, they're all entitled to the same deal when doing business with a credit institution. Now, if you have a complaint, you contact the nearest office of the New York State Banking Department. They'll get on the case and straighten you out. Johnny Rodriguez from WHN can't get her out of my mind. It's a man from Sabinal, Texas. That's Johnny Rodriguez here at WHN. It's time now, 412.
The music you request. All over New York, New Jersey, and Connecticut. Call us.
212-688-1050.
WHN is listening. To you.
And helping you make it through the week with the things you really need, like your telephone bill. We'll take care of that. We got it for you, WHN. Next hour, stay right where you are. There's Linda Ronstadt. Take a good look at the tracks of her tears. Linda Ronstadt at 1050 WHN. This is Del DeMancho playing the music you want to hear in New York City. 4:17 is the time. Let's get David Allen Coe here to do one. This is the one called You Never Even Call Me By My Name. Our number 18 most popular song for 1975. Man's name is David Allen Coe. Doing his music at WHN. This is Del DeMontro with you. Nice weather today for a change. We had, I guess, a high up around 40 degrees. We're starting to come down a little bit. Going to be clear and cold, low in the 20s tonight. Sunny and mild tomorrow with a high somewhere in the 40s. Right now, 36 degrees midtown. Tell you the good things. Don't want no negatories here at WHN. Be asking next hour and paying your telephone bill as we help you make it through the week with the things you really need. Shine, mama, shine. That's Olivia Newton-John, 1050 WHN.
When you say love.
Bob Lumen, and When You Say Love at WHN. 4:28 is the time. The story of the Phantom 309, as sung by Red Sovine.
309.
Red Sovine at WHN. Del DeMontro with you, and every day at 4:30, 5:30, and 6:30, Bill Mazur jumps in with a sports comment.
So hurry down to one of the New York, New Jersey, or Southern Connecticut dealers now. Pick a Pacer and play it cool, real cool, for free.
All righty, William. Got some late Olympic news from Innsbruck. The American dance team of Colleen O'Connor and Jim Mullins of Colorado Springs won the bronze medal in the couples.
team dancing there. Ludmila Pakhomova and Alexander Gorshkov captured the gold. Irina Moiseva and Andrei Minenkov took the silver. You understand exactly the whole Nestrovia to you. Charlie Rich. From the heart with Charlie Rich. And since I fell for you at WHN, let's get the cash man in here. There's the Badoo-Badoo song. And guess things happen that way at WHN. Hey, Cash, and guess things happen that way here at WHN. Del DeMontro with you on a good-looking Monday for a change. I guess a week ago today, right, we had the snow, wasn't it, that Monday? Sure it was. And then later on in the week, we had the rest, and we had snow. Well, anyway, sunny and mild we had today. It's going to be clear and cold tonight, low in the 20s, and then sunny and mild for tomorrow with a high in the 40s. 36 degrees now in Midtown Manhattan. T.G. Shepherd now, WHN. Memories of Mary Jo. Motels and memories. T.G. Shepherd here at 1050 WHN with the music you want to hear. Hey, remember the good things that have happened to you, because those are the things we're interested in here at WHN. We want to know about them, and we ask you to call and tell us something good that's happened to you. We'll have all kinds of goodies to help you get through the week. Things you really need, like your groceries and steak and jeans, all kinds of goodies. Your rent, too, we'll take care of. Just stick with us. In fact, next hour, I'm going to take care of somebody's telephone bill. So don't you go away from WHN. The more you listen, the more your chance of winning. Oh, nice. Baby, I'm yours. That's Jody Miller from 1050 WHN. That's a doll. Talk about dolls. We got one coming in this evening. Barbie doll. Barbie Benton's going to be here at 7. Our guest DJ at WHN.
You've said it all.
Anheuser-Busch Brewing Company, St. Louis, Missouri. 450 at 1050 WHN. Del DeMontro with the music. Ian McLeod is here for Gene Ladd to bring us up to date on the news. And Ian, I understand Patricia Hearst is testifying in California.
Del, Patty Hearst took the stand today in her bank robbery trial in San Francisco. The jury was not in the room for the special hearing. We have more now from correspondent Bettina Gregory. It'll be clear tonight with a low around 25, sunny and mild tomorrow, a high near 45 degrees, now clear and 36 degrees at 451. A nuclear safety engineer says he's resigning his post to protest safety conditions at Con Ed's Indian Point No. 2 nuclear generating plant in Westchester. Robert Pollard, who's a project manager for the Federal Nuclear Regulatory Agency, says, and I quote, "If I had the authority, I would today require Indian Point No. 2 to shut down. To me, Indian Point is an accident waiting to happen." Pollard pointed out there was not a danger of a nuclear blast, but there is a high risk of a steam explosion that could spew nuclear fuel or its byproducts into the atmosphere. That, says Pollard, could poison hundreds of square miles of land and cause thousands of deaths. But a Con Ed spokesman says, and I quote again, "We believe we have taken every reasonable step to ensure safety at the Indian Point plant." A call today for criminal charges to be brought against city officials responsible for cutbacks in the fire department. More from Joe Bragg. WHN News Time now, coming up to 4:53. The death toll from last Wednesday's tragic earthquake in Guatemala continues to climb. It's now past 15,000, and authorities say as many as 20,000 may have died. Guatemala City is still being rocked by aftershocks, more than 500 since the first quake shattered the area, and now a volcano that's visible from the city is belching gray smoke and showing signs of erupting. But in the city, there's some semblance of normality, as reported by American Entertainment Network correspondent Tom Schell. The Winter Olympic Games reached the halfway mark today, and the United States maintained its pace of winning at least one medal a day. The ice dance team of Colleen O'Connor and Jim Milnes of Colorado Springs averted a shutout in the final event of the day when they claimed the bronze medal behind two Soviet couples. Ludmila Pakhomova and Alexander Gorshkov, the five-time world champions, won the event, which was held for the first time in the Olympic Games. Tomorrow, Phil Mayer of White Pass, Washington, could bring the United States its first Olympic medal ever in the giant slalom. Although the 18-year-old Mayer finished well behind defending champion Gustavo Toni of Italy in today's first leg, he is in contention for a silver or bronze medal going into tomorrow's final run. On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrials closed up 2.28, the volume 25,340,000 shares. The New York Stock Exchange Composite Index up 0.13, the price per share up 8 cents. WHN weather mostly sunny with seasonable temperatures for the brief remainder of the afternoon. Clear and cold tonight. Tonight's low in the upper 20s. Sunny and mild tomorrow. Increasing cloudiness late in the day. A high tomorrow expected in the upper 40s. Right now, our humidity 47%, the barometer 30.10 inches and rising. It's now partly cloudy and 34 degrees at 4:56. With coverage from the American Entertainment Network, Ian McLeod, WHN News.
Thank you, Ian. It's Del DeMontro, and I got the music.
New York.
Dude's crazy. WHN, your CB radio station in New York City. How you doing? This is Del DeMontro, got Michael Murphy. The song of the pony named Wildfire. You gotta ride that pony named Wildfire. Michael Murphy at WHM. Partly cloudy, 34 degrees. This is Del DeMontro keeping the music on. Coming in New York City at 5:03. Hey, Bergen County adults, volunteer to work with troubled youth. You'll feel better for it. You call the Probation Department Volunteer Services Program at area 201-568-6835. This is Loretta. Oh, that's nice. That's Loretta Lynn at WHM. When the tingle becomes a chill, a little bit now, I'm going to be paying your telephone bill for last month. So stick around as we help you make it through the week at WHM. Traffic-wise, outbound 59th Street Bridge is slow with the upper ramp moving best this evening. Outbound Midtown Tunnel, slow around the Toll Plaza. North-southbound FDR is slow and heavy by the Midtown exits. The outbound Grand Central is slow by the Fairgrounds West Side Highway. Moving up to the GW Bridge, inbound GW not bad. While the outbound lower level is slow and heavy, upper ramp is best if you can get it going out. Major digging slow northbound till you pass the GW Bridge exit, and the trains are looking good. Yes, you have. At A&P, they're featuring plump grade A turkeys, 10 to 14 pound sizes, at only 55 cents per pound, available at all stores in Metro New York, New Jersey, and Southern Connecticut. We got the things you really need at WHN. As I said, coming up in just a little bit now, we're going to pay for your telephone bill for last month. That's certainly something that is a burden from time to time. We'll take care of the burden at WHN. Just remember the good things that have happened to you lately. And when we ask you to call, call us and tell us. We'll take care of you. Crystal Gayle is Loretta's baby sister with a song. That's Crystal Gayle at WHN, of course, and somebody loves you. Del DeMontro, and we love you here at WHN. We know there's a whole lot of good in this country, and we know you do, too, and that's why we're going to do this. We're going to pay your last month's telephone bill up to $1 a day for a whole month. All I want you to do here is be the 19th caller on my contest line, and the only way that can happen is by dialing this number, 212-955-9980. Keep your fingers crossed. Tell me something good that's happened to you lately. It's a whole thing. That's Narvel Feltz here at 1050 WHN. Del DeMontro with you. It's 5:15, and I just had a winner from Brooklyn, whom we will have on the radio here in just a moment. Just stick around. For a change, some good news for the working person. If you don't have a retirement plan where you work, the Immigrant Savings Bank has a nice little tax shelter you can take advantage of. It's their IRA. That's the individual retirement account. It lets you deduct up to 15% of your annual earnings, or as much as $1,500 a year. And then you can set it aside in a high-paying IRA plan. Now, the entire amount is tax-free. It includes the interest it earns until after you retire. In fact, the more you save for retirement under this plan, the less taxes you're going to pay each year. So when you finally retire, you'll have a lot more to fall back on than just your Social Security checks. Don't put off saving for your retirement. Start it now. The longer you wait, the more taxes you're going to have to pay. For more information about Immigrant's Individual Retirement Account, you drop by any immigrant office or call the Pension Department at area 212-883-5800. The number again is 212-883-5800, and they'll help set up your own little tax shelter because Immigrant wants to help. Immigrant Savings Bank, member FDIC. Here's a message now from McDonald's.
No, he feels good, but my daughter thinks I'm kidding, my little kids.
You see, Audrey went on to explain the whole situation there. Her kids really didn't believe she was on the phone with me. We're going to pay for Audrey Montalbano's January phone bill up to $1 a day for a month.
Be ready. At any time, we could ask you to call. Your chance is coming up soon.
Guaranteed. 518 now, WHN. This is Charlie Pride. Happiness of having you right where you are. Good looking, listening to the good music at 1050 WHN. Del DeMontro playing it. Got Stella Parton, and I want to hold you in my dreams again tonight. I'm to hold you in my dreams again tonight. That's, of course, Stella Parton at WHN. This is Del DeMontro with you. Trains are looking good as we get this rush hour cooking here in New York City. We're at 36 degrees. That's because we love you, WHN. 527, Barbie Benton, our guest DJ this evening at 7 o'clock. Hands on the table. She's going to be playing your favorites right here.
He's just the
brightest song. Still a big one here at WHN, and you made it just that. 688-1050 to let us know what you want to hear. This is Del DeMontro with you at 5:30. A sports note from Innsbruck, in case you have not heard. We picked up another medal, the American dance team of Colleen O'Connor and Jim Mullins of Colorado Springs won the bronze at the Winter Olympics today behind two Russian couples. So that's our seventh medal. We are third in medals at Innsbruck and coming on strong. Bill Mazur, our gold medal winner. Got some help with your grocery bill. That's coming next hour at WHN as we give you the things you really need to help you make it through the week. Just stick with us. The more you listen, the more your chance of winning. Bill Anderson now and Mary Lou Turner. That's the man and his woman. That's Bill Anderson and Mary Lou Turner, a man who I'm sure is going to be a member of the Country Music Hall of Fame someday. And a super guy. Our guest DJ, as you know, just last week here at WHN. Got a guest DJ on her way right now. She'll be here at 7 o'clock, Barbie Benton, to play the music you want to hear at 1050 WHN. Stay right where you are. Watching Scotty grow. That's Bobby Goldsboro at WHN. Traffic this evening, outbound Lincoln and Holland tunnels are heavy and slow. The outbound Grand Central slow and heavy east of the Kew Gardens interchange. Lower BQE slow and heavy going by the Navy Yard. Outbound Gowanus pretty slow up to the Prospect interchange. Willis Avenue Bridge slow but is moving. North Shore Route not too bad out to the county line. Gets the nod over the LIE if you can use it. Midtown Tunnel moving. Minor delay though going by the outbound Toll Plaza. And trains are looking good. We got it all for you, WHN, including the music you want to hear. You want to hear this one, Conway Twitty, and This Time I've Hurt the Lady. That's Mr. Twitty doing his thing in the city here at WHN. It's partly cloudy, 34 degrees. This is Del DeMontro letting the music keep on coming. 5:43. Sonny James, this is one of my faves. This is one called My Love. That's a gentleman. He's sporting a beard these days. In case you haven't seen him lately, that's Sonny James and My Love at WHN. 5:46, cowboy song for Mr. Ed Bruce. Don't let them be cowboys, whatever you do. And he doesn't mean riding horses. You know, cowboys is a state of mind. That's Ed Bruce at 1050 WHN. Del DeMontro here. It's partly cloudy and 34 degrees. 5:50 here at 1050 WHN. There is a lot of interest in the Patty Hearst trial in California. And I guess, Ian McLeod, you have the latest on Patty Hearst taking the stand today in that trial.
Well, Del, Patty Hearst denied under oath today that she voluntarily took part in the bank robbery for which she's on trial in federal court in San Francisco. With the jury out of the room, Ms. Hearst said she was forced on the threat of death to tape a statement saying she took part of her own free will in the holdup with the Symbionese Liberation Army. Now, the defense is seeking a ruling that the jury should not be allowed to hear that tape. During a lunch break, F. Lee Bailey, Miss Hearst's attorney, was asked if her denial in taking part in the robbery voluntarily might have been a rehearsed statement. Bailey also advised Miss Hearst to invoke the Fifth Amendment when the prosecutor asked her about other activities, including another bank robbery. She remained silent. Clear tonight, a low around 25, increasing cloudiness, but milder tomorrow, a high near 45. It's now partly cloudy and 34 degrees at 5:51. A federal atomic safety regulator today said the Indian Point nuclear plant north of New York City constitutes, in his words, an unconscionable threat to the health of millions of New Yorkers, and he resigned his job in protest against such plants. Robert Pollard, a project manager for the Nuclear Regulatory Commission, told a news conference that an accident at Indian Point could result in thousands of deaths. Pollard has supervised safety evaluations of seven nuclear plants in the country for the National Regulatory Commission. He said he was announcing his resignation effective February 13th to take up a post with the Massachusetts Research Group. He said of particular concern at Indian Point is the lack of automatically operated shutoff valves, which would seal off the number two plant in case of an accident. The atomic safety expert said, if I had the authority, I would today require Indian Point 2 to shut down. To me, Indian Point 2 was an accident waiting to happen. Con Ed says safety has been followed, safety regulations and procedures have been followed very carefully at Indian Point 2. Governor Kerry today defended his proposal to decriminalize the casual sale and possession of marijuana, saying the plan was designed to stop putting persons in jail. Senator Warren Anderson, though, who as Senate Majority Leader has virtual veto power over the measure, earlier today characterized Kerry's proposals as licensing college pot dealerships. Anderson vowed to fight liberalization of the marijuana law and called Kerry's plan completely shocking. Legislation outlined in the governor's State of the Health message last week would decriminalize the casual possession or sale of up to 2 ounces of marijuana. The measure would make possession a violation akin to a traffic ticket with fines at up to $250. WHN News Time now is 5:53. Now a message from the folks at McDonald's. With the death toll passing the 17,000 mark as a result of last Wednesday's tragic Guatemala earthquake, a new menace, typhoid. Doctors in isolated towns and villages are appealing for medicine to fight an outbreak of the disease. It's caused by survivors eating spoiled food and drinking bad water. More than 500 aftershocks have rocked Guatemala since the first quake, and now a volcano outside Guatemala City is showing signs of new activity. In sports, the United States picked up another medal in the Winter Olympics today as the ice dance team of Colleen O'Connor and Jim Milnes of Colorado Springs came in third behind two Soviet couples. Ludmila Pakhomova and Alexander Gorshkov, the five-time world champions, won the gold medal. Tomorrow, the United States could win its first medal ever in the giant slalom. Phil Mayer of White Pass, Washington, finished well behind defending champion Gustavo Toni of Italy in today's first leg, but Mayer did come in a surprising and strong fourth. Tomorrow's run will be made on a different slope, one Mayer likes better, and on his game plan for tomorrow, the 18-year-old hopeful says,
"Well, just like it was today, I'm going to go as fast. Everybody's out to win, you know, especially when you're, like, if you're in 10th place, then you really want to, you know, go for it your second run because you don't have anything to lose, really, and you have a lot to gain."
That was Phil Mayer. Only one home team in action tonight. The Nets host Denver at the Nassau Coliseum. They're making up a game postponed by last week's ice storm. On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrials closed up 2.28 on a volume of 25,340,000 shares. The Stock Exchange Composite Index up 0.13, the price per share up 8 cents. WHN weather clear tonight. Low in the upper 20s. Increasing cloudiness. Milder tomorrow with a high in the mid-40s. Chance of showers tomorrow night. A low in the 30s. Chance of a shower Wednesday morning, then becoming partly cloudy Wednesday afternoon with a high in the 40s. Right now, our humidity, 45%, barometer 30.13 inches and rising. It's now clear and exactly 32 degrees at 5:56. With coverage from the American Entertainment Network, Ian McLeod, WHN News.
Thank you, Ian. This is Del DeMonso. We got ourselves a convoy in the making.
Breaker 1-9, this here's a...
1050 WHN New York.
6 o'clock, just 1 hour away from our guest DJ tonight, Barbie Benton at 7 at WHN.
Ooh.
It's a rock and roll song, and it's Mac Davis at 1050 WHN. 6:04 be the time. 32 degrees, skies are clear, and Barbies are coming. Hang out. Tanya Tucker, Don't Believe My Heart Can Stand Another You. Tanya Tucker at WHN. Traffic situation outbound Grand Central slowing heavy from the Kew Gardens interchange to the county line. 59th Street Bridge moving both directions. Outbound Gowanus heavy and slow to the Prospect interchange. West Side Highway not bad up to the GW Bridge. The bridge itself is heavy outbound on the lower level. The upper level isn't too bad. If you can get to it, use it. And our trains are looking good. You know, there are three kinds of tire buyers in this town. You've heard me mention that before. This is the Firestone 3 tire commercial. First, you got the bias ply guy or gal. Will not drive on anything but Firestone Smooth Riding Deluxe Champion with four bias plies of polyester cord. And then you have that double belter. Fussy. This person has to have two fiberglass belts in each tire with Firestone Stratostreak Super Belt printed on the sidewall, or he is not satisfied. And then the third category is called the radial rider. Expects a minimum of 30,000 miles wear out of all four tires and considers Deluxe Champion Radial White Walls by Firestone the ultimate trip. Of course, these individuals can be combined into a single group, and they're all known as bargain hunters. And you're going to find them buying tires in their nearby Firestone store at everyday low prices. For example, the bias ply guy. Well, he charged his favorite Deluxe Champion for $18.95 this week. Size A78, 13 black wall, plus $1.77 federal excise tax exchange. Hey, now that you know your tire buying habits as well as Firestone does, you won't have to waste any more time and money elsewhere.
Double A. MCO.
Hey, when your car's transmission needs repair and you want it back fast, take it to one of the AMCO centers in the greater New York area. They do things right, and don't you be surprised by the nice little extras at AMCO. We got it all for you, WHN. The things you really need to help you make it through the week. Stick with us. We care. Here's Narvel, and somebody loves him. Pull that dude up. He's going to fall right. That's Narvel Feltz. Somebody hold me at WHN. 6:11. Clear skies with us tonight, a low in the upper 20s, cloudy, mild tomorrow, high in the mid-40s. Maybe some showers Wednesday morning, and partly cloudy in the afternoon on Wednesday. 32-9, clear in New York. It's the mayor. The mayor. That's Waylon Jennings at 1050 WHN. 6:14 is the time. This is Del DeMontro with you. I had indicated to you before that Barbie Benton's going to be here at 7 o'clock tonight. And she's going to be our guest DJ, and I know I'm very excited, and I must thank all of our WHN staff who have been just super kind. Most of them, you know, generally go home from here about 5:15, 5:30, they stop and say so long. Most of them this evening are staying to help out, and I got to thank them all for doing that. We're certainly going to need help from all the staff. Imported by the Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Put $200 into a Bowery 5.25% savings account and leave the principal and dividends alone. Now, with daily compounding, your money doubles in 13 years and redoubles 13 years later. Now, your original investment of $200 has grown to $800 without you doing a thing. Now, if you add a little money to your account each week, your money will double even sooner. Your account will be worth even more. No penalty for withdrawals, and there are two types of these 5.25% accounts available at the Bowery Savings Bank. That's Grace Day and Day of Deposit, Day of Withdrawal. Both can double your money, and both are insured by the FDIC for up to $40,000, and both make good investments. 6:16 at 10:50 WHN. Hank Williams, You Wrote My Life. This is Mo Bandy. Hank Williams, You Wrote My Life, and that's Mo Bandy at WHN at 6:19, and we're going to do something nice for you right now. We're going to pay for your groceries this week. That's certainly going to ease the burden a little bit. I've got $50 for groceries for the 16th caller on my contest line. It's area code 212-955-9980. And all I'd like you to do is tell me something good that's happened to you. 16th caller, 955-9980. Get dialing. I'm going to jump on the phone and find myself a winner. Don't you cry, Joni. That's Conway and Joni Twitty at WHN. And I just had me a winner from Brooklyn. We're going to hear from him on the radio in just a moment. We've got 32 degrees now in Midtown Manhattan. Wind is not too bad at all. Skies are clear. Going to be nice tomorrow. We're going to get a little bit of sunshine with a high somewhere in the middle 40s. Hey, you know, you can see the one, the only, the killer. That's Jerry Lee Lewis and his all-star show with Sandy Rucker Steele. And WHN's Lee Arnold is Master of Ceremonies Friday and Saturday nights, February 20th and 21st, at the Roman Forum. That's Route 46 in West Paterson, New Jersey. There are two shows each night at 7 and 11 o'clock, and tickets are priced at $7.50, $8.50, and $9.50. And they're available at the Allendale Book and Record Shop, The Record Wagon in Elizabeth, New Jersey. At the Roman Forum itself, Route 46 behind Valley Fair. And at King Carol's, the main store, 111 West 42nd in Manhattan. For more info, you can telephone 201-825-4150. That's 201-825-4150. The Jerry Lee Lewis Show with Sandy Rucker Steele and MC Lee Arnold. Friday and Saturday nights, February 20th and 21st, at the Roman Forum in West Paterson. Remember, two shows each night at 7 and 11. And ticket info at 201-825-4150. 201-825-4150. Sponsored by Terran Tile Productions.
Terrific. Listen, you got some deer meat for the table, I would imagine. We're going to add some groceries to your table.
Oh, beautiful.
We're going to help you out with your grocery bill this week.
Oh, great.
It's amazing. Those are the Rhythm Aces here at 1050 WHN. Our own ace is here. Our sports ace, that's Bill Mazur. Love that number one. 6:33 at WHN. We're going to help you make it through the week with the things you really need. Just hold your ground. I'm Sorry Charlie, and that's Joni Twitty making music at 1050 WHN. This is Del DeMontro with you. We got, of course, Barbie Benton on her way. She's going to be our guest DJ here at 7 o'clock and carry the music on till 8 when Jesse's going to do some jumping. Hey, the Jamaica Community Adolescent Program is helping young adults in Queens with social problems, alcohol, drug abuse, things of that nature. If someone close to you has a problem, you can call them. That's JCAP at 212-380-4126. Let's get Joe Salvin here to do a hit song. Clear 32 in the games people play. That's Joe South, and that's the games people play here at 1050 WHN. Del DeMontro with you. Clear tonight, a low somewhere in the upper 20s, increasing cloudiness and somewhat milder tomorrow with a high in the mid-40s. A chance of showers for Wednesday morning, partly cloudy Wednesday afternoon, high again in the 40s. So I would say they are seasonable temps. Clear now in 32 in New York. We're going to take care of you, WHN, your CB radio station in New York City.
I was riding this E on the flip.
As Big Ten 4, there's David Dudley making music at WHN. And this is Jeannie C. Riley. Lord knows this is a country girl. That's the lady. That's Jeannie C. Riley and the country girl at WHN.
She's a
some kind of singer. That's Larry Gatlin and his latest at WHN. That's Broken Lady. 6:50 here at 1050 WHN. This is Del DeMontro with you. And another strong earthquake has hit Latin America. And Ian McLeod is here with the late details. Ian?
Well, Del, the U.S. Geological Survey reports a strong earthquake has hit an area off the west coast of Mexico, about 180 miles from Guadalajara. Its magnitude computed at about 6 on the Richter scale. That quake of that strength can cause considerable damage, but so far there have been no reports of either damage or any casualties. Another strong aftershock jolted earthquake ravaged Guatemala today amid reports that at least five looters have been gunned down by patrols. The death toll in more than 500 aftershocks since last Wednesday now stands at 17,000. It's expected to go at least to 20,000. The State Department says the United States has committed $1.5 million to relief operations. And to compound the problems, a volcano outside the Guatemala city is showing signs of erupting. It'll be clear tonight with a low in the upper 20s, increasing...
Airchecks.com.